With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records. A hearing date is set for this coming Friday in the challenge brought by 19 Democrat state attorneys general. E.J. Antoni, economist and research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, says the president's threat to levy tariffs against Canada and Mexico encouraged them to commit to providing additional troops to guard both land borders with the United States. And Antoni says China is retaliating against the U.S. with tariffs out of fear.
China is very, very fearful that they're going to incur tremendous costs in terms of all this government action without any of the normally associated benefit, again, because of the tariffs that Trump could slap onto all of their products.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, Antoni says Canada and Mexico have been helping China move products into the U.S.
Those two countries are allowing China to essentially send products there. They repackage them or reassemble them, whatever the case may be, and then they get sold to the United States under the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Yes. Trade Agreement.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump revokes more security clearances from Democratic public officials.
Joining former President Biden among those who can no longer access classified information and the daily presidential brief are his former Secretary of State Antony Blinken, along with Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and New York Attorney General Letitia James. In a social media post Friday night, Mr. Trump said that Mr. Biden had set the precedent in 2021 by removing his own access. Former National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and three other Democrat attorneys have also had their clearances removed. George Williams reporting.
Chinese rescue teams are searching for some 30 people after a landslide in a southwestern province buried 10 houses. Officials say hundreds of rescuers are on the job. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails and terminate grants and contracts related. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania GOP Senator Dave McCormick says he agrees with Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman that his party may have a hard time ever regaining the support of male voters.
Well, I think if they continue down this progressive path of policies that don't help working families and a progressive agenda that they're arguing for, boys competing in women's sports, they're not gonna win working families.
Fetterman said in a podcast this week his party may never be able to regain the support of male voters. McCormick says if that's true, it's a lot to do with the party's leftist policies.
Those policies are bankrupt. And I think the American people see it. So unless they do a big turnabout, I think it's going to be looking good for Republicans for years to come.
Senator McCormick was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. A North Carolina judge has ruled that racial bias tainted jury selection and sentencing in the trial of a black inmate who was sentenced to death in 2009. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.